In this age of AI, Steve Roberts is an artist who captures the essence of our humanity. He does it in his portrait paintings, in all of the other wonderful work that he does, the stories that he tells, capturing the stories of the human beings that he's painting. He's a graduate of the UNO Art Department, and now his paintings hang in the dome of the state capitol in Lincoln. A little while ago, I had a chance to moderate a Q&A with Steve at Kaneko, and here is just a snippet of our conversation.
Well, what is it about the human body, the human form? Why are you drawn to that form as opposed, not that you haven't done landscapes.
Right. I've done some other things, which I'll show people. But example from when I was a student, I was doing figures from the very first painting I did at UNO to the last painting. So I was interested in doing figures that were real people. And so everybody that you see in here, just like that 11-foot painting, they're all real people. They all have a story, and they're all... That's part of the humanity of it. It's not just an idealized form. I might pick people that kind of fit sort of that ideal form, but I use real people, always real people.
And for you, is it important to know their story? Because I think many of us might think, well, you have a model, you find a model, you bring them in, and you paint them to study the form. But as you just said, everybody has a story.
I always do like a 3-hour photo shoot with them. And if I don't know them, I get to know them by the end.
Why do you think that's important?
Because I need to know who they really are, what they really look like. I've done paintings of people that have passed away, that, you know, somebody comes and I need a painting of someone who's died. And I've done a few of those, and that's okay, but I don't know that person. I don't know if I ever really capture them. I don't know what they really look like. It'll have their feel. And so I much prefer to be able to know the person, take my own photos, and work from my own photographs.
And then are you working from those photographs?
Always.
Yeah.
I freehand. I don't grid it or project it. I always freehand it.
For those who don't know that process, would you just explain? I mean, because it's very impressive, and I didn't know for sure if you did all freehand or did a grid, but because a lot of artists, even going back to the Renaissance,
right, I think they were using lenses and things back then that were actually projecting, like if you know Caravaggio.
Right.
That they figure that what he was using is like this camera obscura thing, which projected the image up on the screen, up onto his canvas. He would trace his image and then paint the image. But it would be coming from a figure, and then he'd paint from the figure. But the drawing part of it was from the projection. But then there's artists like Raphael who didn't do that. I think Leonardo did do some of that and didn't do some of it. He did both. And I just don't do it at all because I want it to be more personal.
And when you're talking about the grid form, that's when you literally grid it out.
You grid it out.
And you focus on that one section at a time?
Section at a time. And the smaller the grids, the more accurate it is to the photograph.
Did you ever?
Never did that. And I don't want to do that because for me, if you lay my picture down over the images that I use to paint from, they won't match. But they'll look kind of like they match if you look them side to side. But what doesn't match to me was kind of part of what I wanted. It's kind of like if you see a great Rubens drawing, he's accurate, but he's so Rubens.
His style is coming through.
It's coming through, and it's accurate, but not dead on accurate. And I guess that's kind of what I want with mine. I struggle like a pig to get it right. I probably spend a third of my time trying to draw it and get it right all the way up to the end. Like a painting like that, I might be spending at the very end, that ankle's just a little too big and I'm shaving it down or whatever, and I'm working on it all the way to the very end. So that's kind of what I'm after, which is this natural thing more than, what I don't want is I don't want the drawing of the camera. I want the drawing of me. So for me, it's, if I'm painting you, I want to go from here to here to here. If it's the camera, it kind of goes from here to the camera to there, and it kind of skips you. If you project it or grid it, you lose the opportunity to put your stamp. Now, you can put your stamp on it once it gets there, but you lose part of that opportunity by the drawing in between. That's why I say it takes me a third, probably, length of doing a work in drawing it.
That's just a snippet of my conversation with Steve Roberts that we had not all that long ago during an event at Kaneko. This is Jeff Katerba for Jeff Around Town.